Our next card is from Dan Halden from Council District 13.
Thank you. My name is Dan Halden, and I am here on behalf of Councilmember Mitch O'Farrell of the 13th District. I'm the councilman's deputy for Hollywood, and I want to read a statement from him, which we did submit by email, but I want to read it here. I have some additional comments as well. So this is from Councilmember O'Farrell. Representing Hollywood on the Los Angeles City Council and the 13th Council District, my top priority is ensuring public safety and elevating the quality of life throughout our neighborhoods. The establishment located at 6757 West Hollywood Boulevard, known until recently as the Cashmere Nightclub, has been cited for multiple and repeated violations of its conditional use permit. Some of the violations include noise, unlawful operating hours, unlawful use of outside promoters, not operating as a bona fide restaurant, and unlawful entry of underage patrons into the establishment. It's also come to my attention that the establishment has been cited for violations of the Los Angeles Municipal Code, the Los Angeles Building and Electrical Codes, and that multiple employees at the establishment have been arrested for soliciting prostitution. Tragically, on August 22nd, 2015, a 20-year-old man, and it was our understanding that he was employed, although we heard Officer Thompson say he was not sure of the circumstances, but what it's worth, our understanding was that he was employed as a DJ. But this 20-year-old man died while on the premises during hours, which required a minimum age of 21 to be present in the club. The circumstances of his death are unclear. The cause of death is still under investigation. Obtaining a conditional use permit is a privilege, and it comes via an extensive public process and a solemn obligation to the terms of the permit and to the surrounding community. The recurring problems at this location violate the public trust, and they put a strain on city resources, including the Los Angeles Police Department, city attorney, the Department of Building and Safety, and the Department of City Planning, not to mention our office. Given the lengthy and well-documented history of conditional use violations at this establishment, as well as other tragic and unlawful incidents that have recently taken place, our office recommends revocation of use for the existing permit at this location. And I do also want to say some additional things for the record. We have heard a lot. We take this as a council office extremely seriously, public safety and quality of life. Obviously, we're here today to talk about past violations, but the past, I think, you know, can often serve as prologue. Again, I want to stress that this establishment has put an enormous strain on the resources of the police department, the city as a whole. In the staff report, it was mentioned that there were 20 condition violations found by LAPD and the Department of Building and Safety. 2 weeks ago today, Councilmember O'Farrell held a press conference with members of the police department, city attorney, building and safety, held a press conference on Hollywood Boulevard, addressed some of the issues that have happened at this club, addressed some issues at another establishment, and also talked about the fact that we have a very big night in Hollywood coming up, which is Halloween. It is the busiest night of the year for the Los Angeles Police Department. Hundreds of extra officers are deployed just to this general entertainment district area to help keep everybody safe. Also, the police department conducts regular meetings of nightlife operators in Hollywood. There was one this week. Unfortunately, this establishment was not represented at that regular meeting. There were a lot of other folks there. But one of the things that we discussed at that meeting was the importance of everyone being on their best behavior, working with the police department, especially on Halloween, which, as I mentioned, is the biggest night of the year. It came to our office's attention yesterday that there is a promotion through a promoter called Our Nightlife, advertising a Halloween party at this establishment, referring to it as the Day After Mega Club, advertising the patio as well, from hours of the establishment, event times 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Makes no mention that the patio is supposed to close at 10. And of course, you know, it appears that they are using an outside promoter. So, you know, this caught us off guard, and it speaks to what, in my opinion, what Officer Pritchard said is the blatant disregard that is evident at this location by this establishment. So given all the circumstances, given the circumstances, you know, the strain already placed on city resources, given the circumstance of the fact that it's Halloween, which is also the busiest day of the year, the choice to, you know, evidently be planning this event is really regrettable under these circumstances. So for the record, you know, it's certainly the opinion of this council office, given our opinion that the permit should be revoked entirely, we would hope that this event doesn't take place on a busy night like Halloween, for what it's worth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Howard.
Okay. Brian Dyer.